Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA, talking Valley Heights basketball. And we're now joined by the girls' head coach, that is Jordan Brockstrom. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. His number 3-ranked Lady Mustangs in Class 2A, moving to 4-0 on the year. A Tuesday night win at Frankfort, 42-37. Coach, a very hard-fought win. Both teams really struggled to score early out the gate, but it picked up a little bit. I don't think either team really had much of a lead at all. Frankfort certainly had their opportunities. You guys certainly had your opportunities, but in the fourth quarter, it was a tie game going into it. You outscore them 10-5, a couple clutch shots, some free throws, and some big-time defense. I think Abel kind of secure the win for you, but had to feel nice to get that win.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely take it. I think that's about as poor as we can shoot the ball. And I think if we put that game behind us and just kind of a short memory and kind of go back to a little more offensive patience would help us. But ultimately, Frankfort played really well. They made it very difficult for us. And when things weren't falling for us, our girls kind of panicked a little bit, and that's something that we're going to have to be able to handle throughout this year. I think a lot of teams will play us in the way that they did. But ultimately, yeah, we're happy with the win, and I was happy that in a close game, the girls were able to kind of keep their nerves under a bit of control and kind of take care of business in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Frankfort, of course, they're a team that's young. They're a little bit undersized, but they've played really well to start the year. That was their first loss of the season. I thought they did a really good job packing the paint a little bit. It made, you know, Emma Youngberg's 15 points seem to be very hard to get. Again, she finished with 15, right about her season average, but I thought Frankfort did a really good job making her work. Same with Maddie Vermitten down low, really having to work hard. So I think you credit Frankfort a little bit, really making you guys have to work for those inside buckets.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. They covered up the blocks, that's for sure. And we've still got to find other ways to score the ball. I just think teams are going to try to take that away from us a lot. Emma's such a strong, you know, skilled player that she's our strength right now. She's kind of carrying us. And I think if teams don't plan for her a little bit, she can hurt them. And we've got to have the other girls step up.
And shooting, obviously, when you have teams that are going to pack the paint, you got to be able to knock down shots. Rebounding was there for you. You had a lot of second-chance opportunities, but again, just the shots weren't falling. And obviously, there's going to be times when other teams are going to pack the paint, and you're going to have to be able to knock down those shots.
Yeah, absolutely. Defensively, I was really happy with how we played. I think they did a good job. For the most part, we let a couple shooters get open, knock down some shots that kept Frankfort just always right there. And then, on the glass, they did a great job rebounding. Maddie Vermitten and the Youngerberg do a fantastic job on the boards. And we have some scrappy guards that get in there and get their hand on some balls, too. I was pleased with the defensive side of the ball, but we just got to find a way to put it in the hole.
Well, another big-time matchup coming up is you guys will close out the 21 portion of the schedule on Friday against Donovan West. And you look at Donovan West, they're off to a great start as well. They're 4-0, undefeated as well. They're in the rankings, according to the KBCA this week. So they've had an incredible start to their season. How much do you know about this Mustangs team so far, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect in this one?
D-West is a really nice team. They've got a lot of good shooters. They've got some good ball handlers. They're fairly guard-oriented, I would say, but they put a lot of full-court pressure on teams. They're really well coached. They're disciplined. Their guards attack the bucket well. So we're going to have to play smart against them. We can't have silly turnovers and silly mistakes, or else we'll find ourselves getting beat. So we've got to take care of things on our end. We have to control the controllables. And it's going to be a tough battle, tough game.
Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Another battle of unbeatens when his squad takes on Donovan West coming up on Friday night to wrap up the 21 portion of the schedule. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good start to the year. Enjoy the holidays, and we will talk to you after the beginning of the new year.
Perfect. Thank you so much.